Hello, my name is Dr. Chandra Loki, and I'm Director of Bay State Hematology Oncology Fellowship Program and a practicing breast medical oncologist at the Bay State Regional Cancer Program. One of the themes in advancing breast care is the use of minimally invasive procedures. In 1999, Rays of Hope provided funding towards this goal. During this time period, a major advance was the ability to have radiologists perform image-guided needle biopsy to make a diagnosis without doing surgery. Most abnormalities identified by mammography are benign and do not need to be removed. Allowing radiologists to perform breast biopsies either with ultrasound guidance or mammographic guidance, known as stereotactic biopsy, was a major advance of the time. This avoided a trip to the operating room and left a woman with a band-aid rather than a surgical scar. These handheld biopsy devices became more sophisticated, improving accuracy and ease. A vacuum-assisted device, known as the mammotome biopsy, was purchased by Rays of Hope in 1999 to promote non-invasive approaches to breast diagnosis. The Comprehensive Breast Center encouraged a small group of radiologists to develop expertise as breast imagers. The American College of Radiology, which sets standards for accreditation of breast imaging centers, recommends that radiologists interpret a minimum of 480 mammograms per year. The Comprehensive Breast Center set a higher standard and required radiologists to read a minimum of 1,000 mammograms a year, a goal that was easily attained by our radiologists. In addition to mandatory accreditation from the American College of Radiology for mammography, the breast imaging department voluntarily submitted and received accreditation in ultrasound used for breast imaging and accreditation in stereotactic breast biopsy. To assure that the radiology technicians enhance their expertise, Rays of Hope supported educational programs and workshops starting in 2000 and continuing these today. Training workshops for technologists and use of skilled radiologists has reduced the callback rate, which is the likelihood that a woman would be called back for additional views to the breast center after a screening mammogram. In 2000, the Comprehensive Breast Center was designated as a regional training site for minimally invasive breast biopsy. Bay State was selected due to this expertise for participation in a protocol for handheld mammotome biopsy. Radiologists at the Comprehensive Breast Center became adept at using these new devices and made several national presentations to share their experiences. Our nurse manager shared the Bay State experience in scheduling these biopsies at the National Consortium of Breast Centers annual meeting. With innovative scheduling, wait times for breast core biopsy were reduced to 1 week. The Comprehensive Breast Center was the winner of the President's Quality Award for the Quality Improvement Program, resulting in this improvement in wait times for breast core biopsy. Women with benign findings on core biopsy often do not need anything further done. Clinicians utilize the Bay State Breast Health Network guidelines to help determine which benign conditions need surgical removal and which can be left alone. For women with benign findings that do not need surgery but are associated with a higher lifetime risk of breast cancer, we have the high-risk program where women are seen and provided with personalized recommendations for screening and risk reduction. For women with cancer, obtaining a diagnosis by the use of breast core biopsy allows the patient and the surgeon to plan the ideal operation to minimize multiple trips to the operating room. Thanks to Rays of Hope, Bay State took an early lead in promoting image-guided breast biopsies, and this tradition continues today.